Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews. Those lessons can't cover all the details, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 13, verses 22 and 23. They read, "Brothers, I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written you only a short letter. I want you to know that our brother Timothy has been released. If he arrives soon, I will come with him to see you." At the beginning of this short passage, he mentions brothers. I'm sure he's also talking to the sisters there. He says, "I urge you to bear with my word of exhortation." His exhortations are seen most clearly in the "let us" phrases throughout the letter. A really good Bible study is to pull out your Bible and perhaps with a highlighter or a pen, just look through the book of Hebrews and circle or write down all the "let us" phrases. Perhaps you'd like to do that and make a study of it, and perhaps even make a lesson out of it. And if you're interested to do that, then send it to me. I'd love to see what you come up with. What are the patterns that we see in the urgings that are given to the Hebrews that are being written to here? What does the writer want them most significantly to practice? He has a lot of theology and a lot of perspective and a lot of big picture in this letter, but also he is very practical. His word of exhortation was meant to be implemented and put into practice, not just read. Of course, he wants it to be read. In fact, if you were to take some time just to read through the whole of Hebrews, I think it would take about an hour to read it from one end to the other when reading reasonably carefully. In fact, perhaps that's a good thing to do, because often as Christians, as people of faith, we pick out bits from the Bible and bits from letters, even just a chapter, but we don't put it in the bigger picture of the book as a whole. And so one of the most useful things to do when you're studying a book like Hebrews is to read it all at one go, at least at some point, usually before you start to study it in detail, but perhaps again at the end. And if you've been following these podcasts and studying Hebrews, I hope you've already read it through once, but again, as we come towards the end, why not read it again all the way through in one sitting as you finish these podcasts and your study? It seems likely, going into the detail here of Timothy, that Timothy was arrested under Nero's rule in Rome. He may well have been released on Nero's death, because the Praetorian Guard and the Roman aristocracy had long lost faith in Nero's policies. So as soon as he was gone, it was likely that they would release prisoners who might be seen as kind of religious or political prisoners. And that background would set the date of this letter as being the late 60s, which I think is probably likely, or late 60s, early 70s, when it was written. So he brings them the good news. The good news is that Timothy has been released. And if he arrives, then this writer will come along as well. It's important that we share good news. I think that's one of the other things that I see at the end of this letter, that having written to the needs of the Hebrews, he also wants them to hear some good news. Good news comes when we're in touch, when we are checking our email, when we are checking the websites that contain good news about spiritual victories, and also when we're at church and listening and talking. We're talking to our friends and asking them, what has God been doing in your life? What have you heard that God has been doing, either in your life or in the people that you know of? There's plenty of good news going around, because God's Holy Spirit is always active. Sometimes we get a bit inward focused because we're not aware of what God is doing. But if we're not aware of what God is doing, that is much more to do with us than to do with God, because he is active and he is powerful. Perhaps today is a good day to ask somebody, what has God been doing? Tell me some good news, and I'm sure you'll hear some. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 24. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org, and my Twitter feed is mccx. If you'd like to find us in iTunes, just go there and type mccx into the search bar and look under podcasts. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.